Hi. Sorry, I did knock, by the way. I don't think you could hear it over the thunder. Can I come in? I'm doing well. How about you? Good. Right, so, Marlene just left for the day, and she told me to come see if you need anything before I take off. Are you sure? 'Cause she implied you're a little swamped, and that you're working late tonight. You're the last one here. Everyone else went home, I think. I don't mind helping out, seriously. That's what I'm here for. Okay. What? Am I good with organization? Yes. Yes, absolutely. What needs organizing? Okay, so everything? Yeah, I can't even see your desk underneath all those papers. Wow. How do you get anything done? I would love to help. Yeah, just tell me what to do. Okay, so I'll put these in a stack. Yeah, the page numbers are all out of order. I can put them in order, sure. If there's one thing I'm confident in, it's my ability to count to 10. Oh, wow. There are way more than 10 pages. Pages. All done. Is there anything else? Oh, sorry, I'll let you finish whatever it is you're typing. Is there anything else? I could get you a coffee. Or no, sorry, a French toast latte. But it's just so easy to mock. I mean, who orders a French toast latte? It kind of sounds like something a little kid would make up. You know, like while playing make-believe and like pretending to run a restaurant or something. One French toast latte and one spaghetti sandwich. So anyway, if that's all, I'll get out of your hair. Oh, you don't want me to go? Really? 'Cause I feel like I'm just in your way. I don't mean to distract you from your work. I know you have a lot to do. There's something else I can do to help, really? Okay, then put me to work. I can absolutely sharpen those pencils, sure. So you don't have an electric pencil sharpener, hmm? I'm just surprised. I would think an office as nice as yours would have one. Oh, is that true? You never even use pencils? So then, why do you need a bunch of pencils sharpened? You wouldn't happen to be giving me busy work just to keep me around, would you? Is it that obvious? I don't want to go home. Well, okay, my roommate has her boyfriend over tonight. It's their 1-year anniversary. So, I don't want to crash their night together, you know what I mean? Plus, well, you know. No one wants to be a third wheel. watching two people be in love can be kind of depressing when you don't have that. Did the power just go out? Yep, I think so. Yeah, wait, look out the window. There's no light anywhere. Maybe it's another one of those citywide blackouts. Didn't that happen a few years ago because of a storm just like this? Oh no. I wonder how long until it'll come back on. This is kind of eerie, isn't it? Looking out the window at all the buildings and seeing just darkness. It's always so full of life out there. It's like somebody hit the pause button. Everything's just stopped. What does this mean for us? I mean, for your work. You still have a lot to get done, don't you? Well, yeah, you can't do paperwork in the dark. Here, I have an idea. Yeah, I'll just use my phone flashlight. Sure. Look. Okay, there we go. No problem. I'll just hold my phone above your desk like this until you're finished. How much paperwork do you have to do exactly? Well, yeah, my arm probably will get tired, but that's okay. That's why I have two of them. I'll switch off. That looks very tedious. Filling out those forms. Do you work late a lot? Do you mind if I pry into your personal life for a sec? Who are you when you're not working? It's a Friday night, and you're the last one in the office. You should have gone home hours ago. And I refuse to believe that work is your entire life, because I know you just have to be way more interesting than that. You could say the same about me. That's true. I am also working late on a Friday night. But somebody has to sharpen the pencils. Look, I already told you why I'm avoiding home. Why are you? I saw the dates on the paperwork. That paperwork needs to be completed like 3 weeks from now. You don't need to be here any more than I do. I get lonely too, sometimes. Work can be a good distraction. I get it. That's part of the reason I took this internship. Well, I mean, the main reason was the experience. I have so much to learn here, and it'll look really good on a resume. I also like keeping busy. It's ironic, but when I'm not busy, I'm more stressed. Like, when I am busy, I don't have enough time to sit alone with my thoughts, so I don't get stressed as easily. This job is definitely a good way to get stressed. I just mean running around being Marlene's personal assistant can be taxing. But, you know, it's good. I respect her work ethic. She's a good boss. Sometimes. I have such a hard time picturing you as her boss. It's just because you're so much nicer than she is. And, you know, I can't imagine her taking orders from anybody. Can I ask you something? Are you as nice to her as you are to me? How come? Oh, power's back on. Finally. Hey, look out the window. The city's back to life. No need for my phone flashlight anymore, I guess. It's still raining pretty hard, though. I wonder if it'll go out again. Wow, look at that lightning. That's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen a storm this bad. And I think it's only supposed to get worse, according to the Weather Channel. Maybe I should get home, actually. Yeah, I walked to work today, but I could just call a cab. You're offering to drive me home? Thank you. That would be nice. You sure all that paperwork can wait till tomorrow? Let me grab my purse. Then I'll be ready to go. Okay. So you're telling me you listen to Our November? No, I can't believe it. I don't buy it. You listen to Our November. I never, never would have guessed that. It just seems too loud for you. No, if I had to guess, I would have thought you would like smooth jazz. What? It's not a bad thing. I just, you know, like the kind of music that plays in fancy restaurants, you know? Maybe it's the suit. Yeah, maybe it's the suit. Maybe that's why I can't picture you listening to Our November. You're just so put together. It's like picturing your teacher outside of school. Know what I mean? Like, it's hard to imagine them just hanging out, having fun. Not that I think of you as a teacher. I don't. Well, kind of like a teacher, but like the cool teacher, you know, that everyone has a crush on. this is me. You can just pull over here. Yeah, here's fine. So, thanks for driving me home. So, I'll see you tomorrow? Right, it's Friday. I'll see you Monday. Okay. You sure you'll be okay driving in the storm? You could come inside and crash my roommate's anniversary date with me. Yeah, it's late. Never mind. I'll see you. Good night.